Simon Reish Dalad. Chai brings down Simon Reish Dalad, and get a brick of Shahakal. So, Dover saying Dumla Arts, the Allah is make a Shahakal and Nia Bidvari. The Chashukhan tells, what's the Nusra Bracha by Shahakal, Shahakal and Nia Bidvari, and everything else went by Priya, is by Priya Adama. Now, why is the Nusra now Lashon of Lashon Bria when you're dealing with Dvarim Shang Gedulim in the Arts? So the Chashukhan says that the Lashon Bria only is appropriate in a situation where something which grows and seems, which is not there all the time. Something like a fruit that grows, which vegetables that grows. When you're dealing with like basa behema, beitzim, chalav, water, things which are always around, it's not something which grows and comes and goes. So he says the appropriate bracha is not so much bria, and we just say lashon of shakon yabidvari. The Vidram says that, being that you make a bracha shak on things which are in a skalkal, like it says in the Tavshash Nishan Shirotsev, in a skalkal, Noivleis, all those things which are a oifen of a kilkal, so therefore to say Lashon Bora is not as respectful, therefore we say Lashon of Shak on the Abedvari. Right, so Mechaba goes to, I think 20, 30 cases over there. Mechaba says, saying, Dovish Gimel Arts, for example, Basayim, Mechai, Oif, Dagan, Beitz, Mechalov, Gvina, all those, the Lach is, they make a Shak on the Abedvari. Now, it's interesting, Kaf HaChaim, who discusses, let's say somebody by mistake, or not by mistake, you make an Eitz or Adama, let's say make an Adama on a Basa Behemo. What's going to be the Halacha? So, Kibshuta, what do you say? Ma Sheikhis, right? What is a, what? That what? Since it's Nizim and Akaka, right? So, the Kaf HaChaim wants to say that maybe the Eved you're going to be Yitza, that since it's Nizim and Akaka, something which is Nizim and Akaka, and Mashashani we find as a din of Akaka. So the Kaf HaChaim, Skaftan Beis, Skaftan Gimel wants to say that the Stavver you're going to be Yitza. The Shevet Alevi in the Tshuva Yud Man Beis. Oh, we have it over here. Thank you very much, Yehuda. Shkoyach, thank you. Parach HaTad Anayinu Melech HaLam, Shakam Rabbi. You put the Kaf HaChaim? Last page. Thank you. Yeah, Kaf HaChaim Beis. In Baruch HaGvina by Priya Adama Lo Yatza, fine, that's fine. Then he brings down Miu Ayim Besachas Erevin Exited Hakog Lo Yikarka. Besides Mayim Melech and Dagim Kape Dina Meis Hasheni. Rambis Hudin Vash Beis and Chalav Erev Chalog Lo Yikarka. Fine. Akibam the Shevet Levi says in all these things, he says it's not mistaver to say that as a shame do le karka nenu, and he says one would not be yitza. Yeah, so Shevet Levi Yud Mem Beis Aleph, he says that basa beim chayv oif, even though these things chazak do le aretz, because they're nizam and aretz, pashit mo'oilin and bracha gam barach prepi adam diyavet lo yatza. He says it's pashut, but you have a yina yotza, and you have to make a shakal. He says, who did nechal gvina? That the Kaf HaChaim is not yotza, but you have it. He says, the Gemara Erevin, he says, it's not really raya. And he wants to say also that it's not the appropriate nusach, and one should make shakal. Yeah, now, pas, she'ifsa, v'tavsa, shenstaz, rasi, v'pas, which got spoiled. So this is like, yeah, you have an old moldy bread. You guys don't give your bread around that long, I guess. The bread after a while gets like old and moldy. What do you say? Yeshiva once upon a time? Okay. So if you have old moldy bread, so the lach is, well, you make a shackle on it. It's considered a... No, you guys are just a little spoiled, but, you know, but people eat it. What do you say? Stomach, it's not all moldy. Stomach, the parts are so good. So. Yeah, now it's rearing down. It has to be niskako ksas. It has to be niskako ksas. If it's something which is If it's skalkal agamri lechazir chlis adam, avad v'snach chlis chlis adam, then you're not going to make a brach on it. So something which is somewhat roi. The shaitzim is not poshut an ochem wakim shispashis, shenisapish, has to be poshut moldi, to moitzi kicker, a part which is not in the sapish, and avad that part would be a moitzi pirk. So the whole thing is moldy and go and eat it. Then... Who? It's a little moldy. It's not like, oh, a little mold. It's not, not the end of the world. Yeah, I'm saying your grandmother's a Holocaust survivor. Your grandparents are Holocaust survivors. Okay, whatever. Just like they'll be like they would have died to have a moldy piece of bread. Like what? But what's the joke they say? Yeah, there's some of the stuff like that, right? Along with the kids. Yeah, no. They wouldn't eat something which is ever, but something, it's a little bit bad. It's not the end of the world. It's not ever. Now, the Bilach has a suffix like this. All these things which you make shahakal, so the shah is what's going to be with bracha achreina. So he says that, apasa evshah l'chayr, kivin dayin chaz l'chiv l'ksas, hagin patim brikas amazin. Well, you know, why you patim brikas amazin? So the bishlam brikas amazin, which is their banan, so it's not choshev. Because we're not talking about something which is not edible at all. It is edible, just nervous, it's not so chashev. So it's not chashev, so in the birkas lashon when you say shahako, you're not going to make moitzi lachem in aretz. But if you're not going to how do you take away your chiv? Even like the chak is chazel lachila. This is a chila dead chak. It's not like you're imagining like, this is a chila dead chak. Avad is chazel lachila, chila dead chazel lachila. So the charish make a moitzi. So he says, ula yechlemi, dav oichli de svia, which is, because it's deraisa. If you eat, if you didn't eat the svi, it's only darbon and enechrami. But if you eat the svi, the raisa, it says avada in that situation. Avada, you have to make a brichas mazin because achida chak is chila. So come a very interesting situation. You have a shahakal, you know, nice trivia, you know, question, right? You have shahakal for bracha rishena and a moitzi for bracha achreina. You have pasha evsha. We haven't kedesh sviya. So the berlach is saying bracha rishena, which is darbon, as Chazal said, not such a kishmak of food. Put it down to shahakal. A bracha achorin, which is deraisa, how can you get around such a thing? And therefore, you have to go ahead and you have to make a bikkas hamazin on it if you have a kedusha sphere. The Bnei Hashem Azam was mesubik, you have to wash your hands. Alam tesi daim also. As it didn't suit, maybe in lashon bracha for bracha rishena, we make a brain fashis, but if, I mean, it's sorry, shakal. But that's it is something which is bring a close to me. It is something which is achila, so therefore you should go ahead and you should make a you should have to go ahead and do it this day. Maisa the achrenim place can say that the chilek and the beralacha shevev and others they say that the biggest amazin is it's a brach on shvach aretz he says and something which is not shvach aretz something which is tastes horrible something not tastes horrible it's a chir de chak. So that's a chesaron in the shvach aretz, and therefore he says that therefore it's chilek on the beralacha, and he says therefore you're not make kamotzi on it. I'm not making berachas amaz on it. Sorry. Shevet Levi in Shuvah, he writes that the bracha is a bracha on the shvach aretz, something which is not a shvach aretz, something which is like niskalkel, something which is not so good. So there's not going to be a berachas amaz on it. In this pasuk halacha, the Rambam is mashma any bracha which is machalam gruim make a bracha burna fashis vade yemachid esvia. If it doesn't stand, what's the berlacha suffix? The pasuk Rambam sounds like that, and he says the chur kolamim she pasuk ekev she ksevachaltes avrata and begedes shvach aretz. Some of the shvach aretz. Wait, kim lo gam chasam begedes shvach aretz. The pasuk she begedes shvach aretz. Not shvach aretz. If you say it's lachem, it's not shvach aretz. If he says you do not make a hametz, you do not make a berachas hamazon on it. Yeah. Now, if you have a tafshish niskalkel, so then also you make a shach on it. So with this can be negeya. So your wife brings out something to eat, and like instead of you know the apple cocoa, instead of putting sugar, she puts salt in it, right? What? So some of you are shaking your head like, yeah, like happens every day, like, but, so, in terms of, what? So, what did you say? So, what? So if it's like, not edible at all, and it's partially like, you know, some, then there's no anna, It's not much something like which instead of putting in putting baking soda instead of whatever thing which like just tastes like whoa, but if it's something which is maybe too much, this is too much salt, very salty. If it's chazi la'achila, so then and you're eating it, so you make a shak on it. So if you're eating something for Shalom Bayis, but they're more extreme. Then Moriv Ben Adam would say like, "Whoa."
Maybe Shalom Bayis to eat it, then she makes it again.
What do you say? What do you say?
Shalom Bayis to eat it.
Whatever.
it's really good.
What do you say? Right. Oh yeah. Right. What do you do? She has to have broccoli to make. That's a hard one. Wow. Lasagna shahako. Why? What? Right, okay, that's why I asked. Fill up my mechala, okay. Okay. Yeah, so mushrooms come in practice. It says they make a shackle, then that's something which can do the arts. Potatoes seem to be. Anyone have a minig to make a shak on potatoes? Anyone have a minig? What? This is a minig, right? They have a. What? They have some svars, but it doesn't go from the ground for this and that. I don't know. The stipler writes, like in Karsakis and Bezrich Pechetz, he writes, like, I don't know, anyone make a shak on it, never saw potatoes. So when he was growing up, there's like a potato field right next to him, and he saw how that grows. And it grows from the ground, there's no suffix, and sometimes, they say that some of the mushrooms, he says, like, anyway, this is the thing, never saw potatoes grow. He said, when he grew up, it's next to the potato field, and he knows how they grow, and, like, there's not really much of a suffix, and therefore, once bees, which pay chess and canis the day, grissa. The stipler's letters, very interesting. Kaira. So what's Kaira? Kaira we spoke about once upon a time. What is that? Hearts of palm. So Mechaber seems to say what bracha you make on it. Shaka, what is it? What's the Megadama bracha you make on it? Why do you make Adama? Because the whole part is not that it's lucky nowadays that they have things which are planted dafka for that. So therefore it will keep its ikar bracha. Okay, Gavoy, grasshoppers. I guess not some people eating that, I guess. Melech. Neymelech, Merek, Svartim, okay. Yeah, kimcha the chita, kimcha the sari, so that also says you make a bracha, shakal nevari. We still got what bracha make a cookie dough? Shakal, even though people do it, but lemaisa, since it's the chinim of a pass, lemaisa, it would be considered shakal. Now, why is it kimcha the sari more than kimcha the chita? The Gemara says, you might think, since it's mazikyu, kosher litalam, so my mind is bafi, something you should make a bracha at all, come on, should you make a no, you make a bracha. Beshaita, we discussed why it's different than shemen, which says zuki mazikyu, shemen says don't make a bracha. Is you can't say a lashon of a bracha on something which is mazikyu. So why in the world are you making a bracha on this kimchei desari? Which, you have to understand what the difference between two things is, which not going to be anything which is mazikyu, which is not good for you, for example. What type of foods aren't good for you? What do you say?
Coca-Cola.
Well, let's say Coca-Cola. You say, okay, you want to say Coca-Cola is not good for you. Fine, okay, Coca-Cola. Okay, so there are two reasons why you make a bracha on those things as opposed to shemen, which is mazik. One of the chiluk we said between the kimcha desari and the shemen is that kimcha desari b'shaita you enjoy, is that no? Afterwards, maybe it's not great for your stomach. Mashenkein by shemen. It's mazik when there is no ano b'chlal. Person doesn't enjoy it. There's no. It doesn't have any good taste. What?
Immediate. It has to be immediate. Has it an ano? It's immediate.
Kipshutai. In other words, there are two differences. The Lashon HaMiri, if I remember correctly, says that Loi Daish and Inena Filu Uzuk Mazik Leik. You know, the Vada he said the Dove is that a bracha is a Hasi bracha. And no, if there is no one no going on over here, it's something which there is no pleasure, and then there's not going to be a bracha. So things which a person enjoys, then there's going to be a bracha. Now, you want to know if you eat something and right away causes a hezek miyad. So that we saw the tshuva from the Ramchik, which discussed that he's basing the chalik between something like something which is sakana, this is a vada, then a person would not make a bracha. Something, I mean right away, like a person's diabetes, you mean?
Allergies?
Oh? Oh, that's a good example. My kids are allergic, let's say. So they take, it's a good child, right? So they take, let's say, a cup of milk, and then they have to give them EpiPen, right? That's the way it goes. What? Some of them, saying, but it only happens on Shabbos Yom Kippur. That's, I don't know why. No, I'll tell you why. I know why. I'm in shul, and the kids are around, and, you know, and I'm in school, so, you know. Not busy, you got to travel, right? That's how it works. Okay. So, yeah. What do you say? So, you know, if you eat it right away and it's mazagam. No, l'chaya, they wouldn't make a bracha on that. I'm saying. What do you say? You get hives. You know, if it's less allergic. Let's go slap zar, what's clear and over. No. Something which is not nanafam, it's because nanan, there is no bracha. Shaman is no anah. Here, the two are looking. One, you nanab says ma'isa, two is the issues on the other one. Now, we saw the tshuva from Rizik Zilberstein, and he gets somebody has diabetes, and he takes a piece of cake. So, he wants to say, that's the shayi discussing. Diabetes, take a piece of cake. So, mitzad achad, right away, it makes issues for you. So, mitzad achad, the person, you do enjoy it. So, they said, I don't know, I thought it was a paltik a chedesh. He says, the shayi is that, being able to take a mashu, it wouldn't make a problem. So, therefore, the mashu is chayven a bracha. So therefore, you want to say that's a swear to say, therefore you have to go and make a bracha on it. What do you say? No, you have enough. Don't we have enough? If there's no enough, there's no bracha. You take a nice piece of chocolate cake, right? The person's diabetes, they can't control himself, okay? So, he ate a piece of chocolate cake, and then they have to do whatever you have to do. So the shaila is, do you say that I was an achil, which is mazik, you should not make a bracha on it? So, we saw, she said, Bishim Rabbi Yashav, that since I had a mashu, I'd be nene from it, and it wouldn't be a problem. Therefore, it's not an issue. Therefore, it's not considered mazik if you have to make a bracha. The bishai to be said, that's a very big tremendous chiddush because the bracha is not chiddush, which I'm doing. So I'm making a bracha on this piece of cake. I don't know. I technically could have stopped, but I'm not planning on stopping. I'm not stopping. So, if I would have stopped, later, I'm saying. Two. Chaimis is like this. That what? That the different types of levels of chaimis. Right. So chaimis is bechlal, and chaimis. The vadi you'll make a bracha because mazika, right? That chemitz is a person. Chemitz chazak there, which is mazika, you make a bracha, but chemitz not so chazak, and chemitz you would make a bracha. What are you saying there? What? Because a little bit of lot, I have a chazak. What? There what? That's a little different because chazak that's too fair, I'd say. And as I'm starting to eat it, oh, yeah, I'm not sure what you're saying. As I'm starting to eat it right now, it's a Michael. So now I could eat, I stop, or I can be mamshich. It doesn't have to be mazik me, right? It doesn't have to be, what I'm doing, right, but it doesn't have to, it doesn't have to be mazik me. Therefore, maybe just, we can say it's sort of, it doesn't have to be mazik me. Now, I ate a lot, it won't be mazik me, a little bit of mazik me. So now I'm starting to eat. Now I'm a turkey, I'm stopping for some reason. Like, I don't know why, like, but I'm not sure what's wrong with the guy, but he can have a question on a lot of things. But so he's stopping, okay? Now, Mashenka and the kids with diabetes, he has a piece of shortcake. Now, right, he has a self-control issue, right? Normal people would not eat this piece of shortcake. It's not good for you, right? So he goes in, and he takes a big bite. So now, he could have taken a mashu. And I would not think to make a bracha on something, which is the chefetz of mazik, the person. What? What? When I eat a mashu, if the maisa is a maisa of something which is mazik the person, I would think it's a very big chiddush to say that that's something, you know, what's a bit, we're giving a bit of a shvach, right? So something where we're giving a shvach. So I understand I'm having some type of Now, Hashem is almost any other food, like drinks and sodas, and which are regular people to eat. You know, maybe long term it's not good for you, right? They start putting on the thing, high level sugar, right? No. So, even though long term it's not good for you, but, you know, we get Hashem b'seyam Hashem, and therefore it's okay to, therefore it's okay to make the bracha. You having enough of it? What do you mean?
Yeah, so even though you don't want it, you just want it for the...
Anything besides what you make a bracha, yeah. Yeah. Anything besides what you make a bracha, bracha.
Right. Right. I mean, they make these candies called jelly bellies. They stick in like all these brandy flavors, like bad flavors, good flavors.
Could be bad.
They're supposed to taste bad.
Skunk flavor, throat flavor.
What? That candy that tastes bad? Well, you want to feel like... You want to feel like... Angry and mean, like
no,
as it is, like
no.
What?
It's a game. Like, you don't know there's two players.
You don't know what it is.
Both
like.
One chicken and one will be like
or, not exactly the same.
Two,
one will
blood.
Be brown and eggs, and one will be popcorn.
And
right.
You don't know when you take before you put it in your mouth. You don't know.
But it's a game. You give the guy the thing, and then like.
Yeah, you
have to, for a second, you're not able to tell what it tastes like. And then like.
Torture for.
And then it tastes terrible.
Yeah, it tastes terrible. Horrible.
But it could be like awesome.
And the first second tastes good.
No, the first second, you don't taste.
So after the person starts tasting it, like it spits it out?
Yeah.
It's like black pepper. It's like, boom.
Yeah. One will be rotten eggs, one will be popcorn.
Okay. So now what's the question?
What do you make a brother?
This sounds very normal. Okay, go on, yeah. What?
It's edible.
It's not massive.
What do you say?
Maybe it's a camp game.
It's a camp game?
But,
That's the way it's the way people train the kids not to eat candy. Like it's new like child abuse bueno. Okay. But one more time. So what's the shot? So you make a bracha now, what do you mean?
Because it might be good. No, it might be.
You have a suffix now, suffix brachas?
Yeah, I don't know.
So what's rave?
Half an at.
What you say? It's chabitray, Ashram Tali. It's kavua. I mean, definitely you can't be mach yourself into suffix, right? I'm saying. But, I always make it whatever. Make a shock on something else. You'd have to. So you can't be mach yourself into suffix like that, like achila. Something which has, you'd have to go out and patter it. It's a dating game? Okay. Sounds yummy. Okay. Fine. I'll. Itzvi the Dabra, Shainam Nizrayan, right? That we spoke about in Reish Kimmel. These wild growing things. Allah is make a shahakal. We saw that about something which is chashuv, then it would be a bracha. We saw the Sabra fruits, right? That has a chashivas to it. But normally things just grow a while, then you make a shackle. Even though they bring out the same that Rizal made a bracha, there's bracha in it, but the Shaitu brings down a rich kimmel. Unless you know the Amahalach and the Ariba called over, about you make a shackle on it. Come in a kuss with this interesting aside. Things which are the time of Vida Laylachila, things which are made for time and not mefachila, so those make a shackle. So this is what we discussed before about onions, right? Onions are made like time. It's like maybe onions would be like that, right? It's made more of the time and not made for achila. So things which are made of the time and not made for achila, if that's the tachas of the thing, it's not made for a normal person to eat it. So a person goes and eats it, then a person will go out and make shakon and bavari. I said basically because it's chemis avadi, I'll make a bracha because mazikai. Shu says depending how strong it is. If it's not so strong, if I have a no, you make a bracha. And that's why I said chemis avadi discusses different cases of. How strong the wine is, how strong the chemis is, then in certain cases you make a gofen, in certain cases you make shakal, in certain cases you wouldn't make a bracha at all. Now, a case which is very negeya all these things, is you have, I'm going to get in Shemitah, right? There's a way which they grow fruits and vegetables, which a nidan weather has chumas and mice, it's called matzah menutak, whatever it's called. That basically that they grow in a greenhouse. And it's grown inside, and it's not growing from the ground.
Hydroponics or
matzah menutak? Matzah menutak, we'll talk about first. Hydroponics is gedulei mayim, right? Right, it's two separate things. There's one thing, gedulei mayim? matzah menutak. What's the right? How you pronounce it exactly? Matzah menutak. Basically, what it is, like they do it in a greenhouse. They put something on the ground. They put the dirt in a flower pot, and it grows from the dirt in a flower pot, but it's not growing from the ground. Therefore, the Gei Shemitah is a whole shaila. Basically, is there Shemitah? There's a Yishalmi, which has a suffix. And I don't know if it's Chumas or in Shvias. Tamid Perek Beis. Basically, do you have Chumas and Maiseris on things which are in a bias? Is there Chumas and Shemitah on things which are not going from the ground? Or to Sheni Nakav? So, kids of the Kamimini Tzirufim, which various Hakshem, what they do is they have some Matzim Lutak stuff, and they do it in a certain way to get around the problem of Shemitah. What? It's not growing from the ground. It's in a bias. Bias is a suffix. It's in a greenhouse, number one. And a bias is a suffix. Now, a suffix and a bias, the question is what type of bias is a suffix? Does it mean a real bias or is this called a bias? It's just a field which you put the... Is this a bias or this is a field which you put a... walls around it. That's the shadow works in. Fine. Then there's the it's in a flower pot. It's in a flower pot. It's also shiny nakov. Also shiny nakov is in the chayim shmita darabanan. So dealing shmita darabanan. Plus that some of them do also hetem mechira. Adam hetem mechira to where they do a very sufim to go ahead and make it that's not a chayim shmita maizes. The badatz does not do it. Many other chayim go ahead and do it. Now the shaila is on all these things. In other words, basically those who are mekel on Peres Nachri, on Shemitah, don't really end up doing it, because they just make on Peres Nachri, like, that's sad in Nafkas Reichel, so then they don't bother these things, they just do Peres Nachri. You know, those who machmer on Peres Nachri, so then they mainly do this Masim Lutak stuff, that, you know, that it's grown in a greenhouse, and therefore, it's not going to have Dinei Shemitah, and not going to have Dinei Shemitah. So the Shaila is, in terms of Hilchos Brachos, what do we do now? Why? Because this thing did not grow from the ground. It grew inside, it grew in a flower pot. The question is the Nusach HaBracha of Boi Pri Adam, does it apply or not? So really, where does it start from? Hishami and Klai and Perek Zayin has a suffix. Do you say Mitzvah HaChemin Aretz on something which grows in a flower pot? What type of flower pot are we talking about? Nechaklu V'Achoinim on the page. You know, if somebody says open Hishami, he's a liar, because this thing is open Yishami. Yishami is very hard to read in the dark cloud, and you know it's not really clear what they say, and we put the parentheses, and we put the question mark, and well, you know what the lingo is, and we don't have Rishonim on Yishami, so Bidar Klal, and we have a couple here and there, but sometimes Rishonim around Shas. Therefore, open Yishamis are something which are difficult to, you know, it doesn't say in the Yishami. That's what I'm saying. It's open Yishami is a, Yishami does not say whether someone else is not or does not, you know, I was like, I started doing Yishami at least 5-6 years. I just even get the you know, I felt like I was like 17 or buckling, you know, starting to, you know, make a leaning again. It's like, it's a whole different lingo, all different sprach and gersis. But Al Kopanim, so Yishami over the Emperor Zion has a suffix. What the halacha is, do you make a mitzvah lechem min haaretz or not? Not clear where there's a pshitas in Yishami. The Shami has like 3 sveikas, and there's a couple of different things about a karaman and other lines. Some say Shami suffik, well, there's a preacher in the suffik. So the Chai Adam Nun Aleph Yed Zayin says that there is no pshitas to the suffik of Shami. Therefore, Zak the Chai Adam that Echad Michamish Mini Dagan Shagadal, he learns he's talking about Atzah Shani Nakav. Chai Adam learns Shami talking about Atzah Shani Nakav. Chaim over there learns about Atzah Shani Nakav. The Pnei Moshe on the page and the Ridvaz learns about even Atzah Nakav. That's the Safak Yishami. The Lashon of Min Haaretz, it's fart, it's growing. Kapi Bikurim is not called Min Haaretz, Atzah Nakav. So, who did Hilchos Brachos? But Akapanim, the Chayodon learns about even Atzah Shani Nakav. Eimi Vracha Mitzvah Min Haaretz. Why the Eimi Haaretz? It's not called Haaretz. And Vracha Bar Min Mizainis, make a Vracha Bar Min Mizainis. That's what the Chayodon says. So Chai Adam has to say, we'll say the 3 conditions of Chai Adam. Let's go with it. Shlach number 1 is, he says, he makes Baron Mizainis. He holds that Yishami didn't have a pshitas. Some say Yishami did have a pshitas. The other way around. That's number 1. 2 is, Gemara in Shlach Achlu says clearly, Ba'atzah Shani Nakav, you bench. That's what the Shlach Achlu says. So the question is, do we have mitzias of making mezainas and benching or not? There are those, the Chemin of the say that once we see the Gemara in Shai Shalachu says you bent al Shashani Nakiv, either you have to say the Yishami was Peshit, that is a mitzi, or the Bavli argues on Yishami. The Bavli goes on Yishami, so we'll pass like the Yishami, not like the Bavli. The Chardim, that doesn't bother him, he says, no, you make a mezainas. Still, you make Birkas of Mazin. The Chardim has not a problem. Mezainas and mitzvah are not serious each other. So the Yishami Kodesh says you make al Shashani Nakiv. Therefore, yeah, he doesn't have a problem with that. There are some who's all that, you know, this talis up is that. And therefore, once you see in Shlesh Alklu, it says you make mitzvah that you need a bench on it, to what then you're going to make a mitzvah on it. Shlav Beis is the Chayadam. What? I need not come in there. Shlav Beis is who I didn't, Shas Wabi Barbara Adama. Zak the Chayadam, just like we say that it's not called Lechem Min Aretz, who didn't say Barbara Adama, it's not called Barbara Adama. Says Barbara Adama is only something that's in Mechubber. It's still to a Raya from that's something that's Beroshish Shal Adam. The Gemara says over there that's not called it's not called Min Adama. So therefore, I want to say that Hu Adin, when it comes to the Bracha Barbi Adama, if it does not grow from the ground, you're not Barbi Adama, you make a shackle. Therefore, the Pesach of the Chay Adam is on this Matzim Lutak, do they mind you make a shackle? Because not Min Adama, and if you make a shackle on it. What? We might say, yeah, all the Matzim Lutak can do they mind. You can't say Min Adama, if the Chay Adam passes, you make a shackle on it. Both of them are going to be the same thing. It's not Min Hadama. In other words, Min Hadama has to grow from the ground. Kedulei Mayim definitely grow from the ground. Al Tashay Nakev also doesn't grow from the ground. Now the Chazan Ish, Mokta B'Shin of the Chazan Ish, the Kedulei Mayim on page Kufay Dan Lechol Shani and Al Chazar Chaz Ben Gimur Shav Gimel, he says, Yesh L'Chalik between the Yishami and Klayim to Bar Priya Adama. He says, the Lashon HaMoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz is a Kepshut, they're talking about this Michael. Moitzi lechem min aretz. This lechem from the ground, and this lechem does not come from aretz. It's al shani nakev. You can't go ahead and make a bracha moitzi lechem min aretz. Mashenkin, when you're dealing with boi pri adama, he says that's more of a bracha on the min. It's boi pri adama. Because bracha created boi pri adama. So since be'enei b'nei adam is something which a person with misyachas is, it's more of a bracha of a klali, a bracha klali. It's not going specific. Moitzi lechem min aretz. So moitzi lechem min aretz is not appropriate in a situation where it didn't grow from the ground. You can't say it. But didn't buy priya adama, that Yishami didn't have the suffix. It's priya adama. Because bracha priya adama is more of a klali as some priya adama. And if it hasn't said the suffix, Yishami never applied to adama. And therefore, the chazan says to make a bracha priya adama. The Shevet Levi in Aleph Reshe, he goes with different svara. He says that it's here, min zel priyadama. It's a min which is a priyadama. Since the min is a priyadama, so therefore he wants to say that you go ahead and make a shackle. I'm sorry, you make a boy priyadama on it. Therefore, since it's a min which is boy priyadama, therefore you go ahead and you keep the etzem bracha. It's a little different. Chazin is saying like this. Chazin is saying in Nosach Yishami is only has a suffix klape lechem min aretz because. It's not appropriate bracha. We're saying this lechem min aretz. But again, boi pri adama is more of a klolius dekanyan, and therefore there are definitely not. The other svar that Chaim say, if the lashon of bracha is more b'ini b'nei adam, if b'nei adam were misyakas, that this is something which is a fruit, this is a vegetable, therefore you should keep it at some bracha. Nisuch Rabbi Chaim is telling me about Yatsim Naretz. I'm telling you, I don't tell you about Tara Pri. And it's telling you the description of the Pri, and therefore that'll be the guy there. Slavos, may say it over. We have a suffix in Yisham, right? Now, in the Safek Yishami, there are some Rechayim when Yishami Pshis is Lachal, not Chayodim. Two is some learned that the Bavli is Chalik and Yishami. Chayodim himself says you cannot make a Bari Priya Damid, you have to go ahead and make a Shackle on it. The Chazanish wants him a Chalik between Lechem and Adama. The Lechem is more of a Brach on this thing, which is Lechem Naritz. And saying Bari Priya Damid is more of a Dover Kali. And Shevilei Milas wants also Svara that it's a Bracha on the in Bin Adam, you look at Pri Adam, the first state say Pri Adam. So what's Allah Kalamaisa? So in the Gaya, the Matzah Menutak, definitely the Minigailam is not even Chalak and Brachas, right? People make Pri Adam on it. That definitely is the Minigailam. Other, the Zabshish of the Ishami, or the Bavli is Chalak and Ishami, or maybe the Svara the Chazanish. And my Shev Levi says in Shuva, there's a Brachim Zan for Shema Zalman. And it seems the Minhag Olam is to keep it with the same Nusach Bracha, not like the Chayadam. The Hijak Panic is a little bit more of a Kiddush. Because also there's a Svar also. There's also a Svar that Maisa is growing in dirt. So Bin Ibn Adam, we look at it maybe, Kihir, the person looks at it as a Pri Adama. It's growing in dirt. The Hijak Panic is much more of a Kiddush. The Bechal is no Sheikhus to dirt. It's definitely more of a Kiddush in terms of the Gdulei Mayim. There are also the Maisa Sheva Levi, and others want to say that. In Rav Avadia and Yichav Adas says, and you have to make a shakal on the Hijak Panic. Let's stop it. No sheikhist min Adama, and therefore you should make a shakal on it. Sheva Levi goes again with his svar, being that it's a min, which is Godol Amayim. Therefore he says that, therefore that's the reason why he thinks it's a min, which is Boyper Adama, and Beidim Adam, therefore should keep its bracha. The Olatzin has a different svar. He says, the Maisa, the Hijak Panic stuff, that Lemaisa, in order for it to grow, so even though it's growing Amayim, but had to come from a seed when you plant it. Now that seed was something which came from the ground. So therefore, the Nusach HaBracha to say Boy Pri Adama, since the Maizah, even though maybe right now it didn't grow from the Adama, but something which it's Sherish and Biyasoid, which grew from the ground, and that's a Sherish Biyasoid, therefore he wants to say, what? Seaweed. One second, this is Sherish Biyasoid. Yeah, that's where it comes from. Definitely want to say that you're able to make a right. If you're able to make a Vipri Adama. Another side of Hayin Vaviat? Not yet? Okay, so I guess we'll have to mention next time.